This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And we were just talking about food. Not like that's anything new. So let's return to our ever-popular Chinese menu.
For this weekend, you suggest people take something from column A, column B, and column C.
Column A is theater, column B is music, and column C is art. Good luck trying to figure this out. Column A, Hello Dolly.
Oh, yes, at the Art Center of the Ozarks.
The play is actually based on Thornton Wilder's 1938 farce, The Merchant of Yonkers. Mm-hmm. Thornton Wilder wrote Our Town. Love him. He revised it as The Matchmaker in 1955. The next incarnation, which is this script by Jerry Herman and Michael Stewart, debuted on Broadway in 1964, won the Tony Award for Best Musical, and it's been around ever since with people like Carol Channing, Ginger Rogers, Pearl Bailey, Mary Martin, Ethel Merman. Antoinette knows who none of those people are.
I've heard of Ethel Merman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The summer musical at the Art Center of the Ozarks stars Susie Turek of Springdale as The Matchmaker. And newcomer Joel Chandler Harris of Siloam Springs as Horace Vandergelder. He's a renowned half a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And the matchmaker decides she's going to catch him for herself. Opening night tonight should be great fun. It includes a high Victorian tea and a celebration of the new season starting at ACO. 7:30 today and Saturday, 3 o'clock Sunday, again July 14th through 17th. Tickets are $9 to $20. The tickets for tonight are about $10 higher than that. And you should call immediately and see if somebody will answer the phone so you can get in for that part. Dinner theater is offered July 15th and 16th at an additional charge, and the phone number is 751-5441. Another classic, Guys and Dolls. Mounting this week at the Walton Arts Center, two shows only. Story is set in New York City where a gambler bets on romance with a missionary. You know the songs. You know the show. Frank Sinatra.
Marlon Brando was in the film version.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Lane most recently was in the Broadway version.
I'm absolutely in love with the actor playing Nathan Detroit in this version. His name's Steve Rosen, and he was the original Sir Bedivere in the original Broadway cast of Spamalot.
Yeah, this cast is made up of people who have been in major Broadway shows.
So you have two opportunities, 2 and 8 on Saturday. Tickets start at $30, Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, 443-5600. And a little something else for the theater fans, a little show called A Murder in the Village.
That sounds less happy.
Well, I think this will be really happy because it's a murder mystery dinner theater that Village Players are doing.
Oh, yes.
And I'm excited because it was written by my friend Jennifer McClory of Bentonville. Who has never, she's written three novels, but she's never written a mystery. So she started at the end and worked her way back and wrote it in one day. The show starts at 6:30 today, Saturday, and July 15th at the Bella Vista Country Club restaurant. You have your choice of prime rib or salmon for dinner, and it's only $26. Hard to go wrong. 876-2522. Column B is music. Opera in the Ozarks. 61st season. If you want to see it, you've got to do it now. Started June 24th. They have three shows, plus some other additional things going, which is kind of cool. They've done, Pirates of Penzance, mm-hmm. and they're doing Little House, like as in Little House on the Prairie.
Oh.
But the three major shows are Die Fledermaus, mm-hmm. which means the bat.
Yes.
Who knew? I'm not even going to try it. The Marriage of Figaro.
Attagirl.
Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, which picks up where The Barber of Seville left off. And Little Women, mm-hmm. which is obviously in English, and it's an adaptation of the book. And shows continue through the 22nd of July at Inspiration Point Fine Arts Colony near Eureka Springs. And there's a couple of special performances at Arend Art Center in Bentonville.
Those are on Sundays?
Those are on Sundays. Memphis Pencils are here this mm-hmm. weekend. Mm-hmm. They're releasing their second album, which is called Shh, I'm Rustic.
I like it.
Don't know what it means. You'd have to ask Kevin Kinder that, but the show's at 9 o'clock tonight at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. And after they perform, the band's drummer, J.D. Paul, is releasing his debut album, Feeling Good Forever. He performs as Messy Sparkles.
Yes.
So there you go. It's $5. And coming Thursday to the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville, the B-52s. And column C is art. Mm-hmm. But we're spinning it a little bit differently. Faye Jones.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who Faye Jones is, you've been in Northwest Arkansas for 15 seconds or less.
Right.
There's an exhibit called Outside the Pale, The Architecture of Faye Jones, on through October 14th at the Fort Smith Museum of History. Pictures of lots of his houses, lots of information about an amazing designer. He did Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs. He did the Cooper Memorial Chapel in Bella Vista. So if you're curious about who this person is and you don't know, hours are 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday at the Fort Smith Museum of History. Now, let's go in a completely different direction with art.
Okay.
Saturday is Carver Day at the George Washington Carver National Monument in Diamond, Missouri. I am now fascinated by George Washington Carver.
How can you not be? One of the most fascinating people in American history.
I apparently missed this in school.
I wrote a report about him in eighth grade.
Well, I apparently missed it.
Okay.
I am now fascinated by him. He was born around 1864, obviously to a slave, but his mother's owners took him and his brother in and raised them.
Mm-hmm.
He went off to school when he was 11 or 12. You know, these things weren't really written down then, to an all-black school in Neosho, Missouri, went to Simpson College in Winterset, Iowa, studying art, studied agriculture at Iowa State College in Ames. Both places, he was the only African-American student. Ended up in 1896 working with Booker T. Washington at Tuskegee,
mm-hmm.
and he died there in 1943.
But in the interim...
In the interim,
boy,
he did
what?
A... Well, and here's the interesting part. Among the speakers Saturday is Dana Chandler, who is the current and only the sixth archivist at Tuskegee. And he has been... The archives have moved several times. There have been natural disasters and reasons for them to move. And so in the last 5 years, he has touched every piece of paper there, he says, and has all sorts of secrets about George Washington Carver that he's going to reveal, including he has his notebooks for his scientific experiments.
And it's Saturday, you said?
It's Saturday.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all free.
Fantastic.
And you can call 417-325-4151 to find out more. Another thing that fascinates me, usually to the detriment of my wallet, there's an antique show this weekend
mm-hmm.
at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. 40 vendors, 9 to 5 Saturday, 11 to 5 Sunday, $5 to get in. If you see me there, try to send me home.
$250 to get out.
$250 to get out. So right. If you see me there, try to send me home, but you'll be in Diamond, Missouri or somewhere
right.
else. So have fun.
Becca Bacon-Martin
is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.